Northeast Wisconsin Bureau Chief Lisa Hale with WISS, and today I am joined Dan Hawk and Jolie Vervoort with Apricity with us today. And the reason why we have this collection of knowledgeable people is because September is National Recovery Month, and we're going to talk a little bit about the things that Apricity does when it comes to recovery and how you work so well with the county. So can you tell me a little bit about the services that you guys provide?
Sure, I can start. Apricity has several different layers within our company. First, starting out with residential treatment, both high intensity and low intensity, two locations, one is for women and one is for men. It's followed with some work at Apricity Contract Packaging, which Dan heads up, which is located right down the road from our Castle Claire Women's Facility. We also have Sober Living, and we also provide recovery coaches into area hospitals.
How important is a group like Apricity for our community? I mean, how needed is it right now? I know that we do have some issues with some drug use in the county, but how important is it to have this type of program?
So I think once people complete treatment, and then they go to treatment at many places in the county, in the region, they're looking for what's next. And so Apricity provides employment opportunities, like Jolie mentioned, so that once they're done and ready to move on to the next thing, we have job opportunities. So they're working in our building. We provide supported employment, teach them how to be better employees and get ready for the next job or school or whatever they might try to pursue. And then we also have some transitional housing options. So we have Sober Living in Neenah. We have some transitional houses in Appleton for people to kind of work through the process of getting back on their feet. There's a lot of places that aren't ready to rent to them right out of the gate. So this creates a little bit of time and stability for them to sort things out and be more successful. Once they get a little bit more sobriety under their belt, they get to work on getting their driver's license back, which is an important piece of next steps. How are they going to get to those jobs? And maybe they're working on getting their kids back or getting going back to school. So we really help support them along the way. There's no one size fits all for recovery. People need different help with all different kinds of things. And we're very much peer run. And so that gives us the opportunity to help people no matter what.
Now, you mentioned that there's no one path to recovery, and there's not. But for somebody to be involved in Apricity's programs, do they have to have gone through an official recovery program first?
No, they do not. If they would like to work at Apricity Contract Packaging, they just need to be sober. That is all that they need to be. If they want to live in one of Apricity's sober living houses, they just need to be sober. When they come to Apricity Residential Treatment, typically they have struggled and they don't have any clean time behind them yet.
We mentioned that you help them with employment. You help them with housing. I see here on my notes, transportation's also listed in there. And I imagine that is because some people dealing with addiction have driver's license issues, like you mentioned.
Yeah. And I think getting to doctor's appointments is can be a barrier for people's recovery. But also, we just moved our packaging facility, our employment facility, to about a block away from our women's residential treatment center. So they can walk to work very easily. And that allows them to come and work in a safe place. They don't have to feel judged, or they don't have to worry about their past work history kind of coming back to bite them. And then when they are ready to move on, we can help them figure out what's next.
What are some of the things that you guys have seen that are misconceptions when it comes to addiction and recovery?
That's a load of questions, because there's a lot of misconceptions out there. First of all, help is there, and it's not too far out of reach. And I think a lot of people think they're in this disease alone and that there's nobody to help, and there is. Winnebago County does a great job in helping navigate the individual through every single step, working very closely with us. So help is there. Just give them a call, and they will help you get into wherever it is for you to be. Another misconception is I'm not sick enough, or I haven't used long enough, or I haven't been in enough trouble, or I haven't had enough negative consequences. If you're thinking about your using to the point of, I wonder if I have a problem, I'd take a deeper look into that, because if you're already started thinking like that, or if people are pointing things out to you, it might be time to take a peek at what's really happening.
I'm glad you mentioned that, because I'm going to put a little bit of a personal spin on this, but my stepfather was a quote unquote functional alcoholic. He got up, he went to work, he did his thing. He functioned in day to day, but the minute he got home, he was drinking and he was an alcoholic. So there are functional addicts. There are people who are functionally dealing with problems, and that you might not notice and might not see.
Yeah, I think one of the things that people see and deal with or think that is not a problem is like, they don't think that it can happen to them. They don't think it would be in their family. So I think people ignore some of those signs and symptoms of as like, well, I come from a good background, or I still have a job, so I don't have a problem. I think it's easy to justify your use to not take a look in the mirror if it might be.
I see. So does apricity help with that type of thing? If somebody was, let's just say that I was one of those people and I said to myself, you know, I've been doing a lot of opening a bottle when I get home or doing something that I shouldn't normally do when I get home. What are the steps that they should take?
Sure. So if you go onto our website, we have an admissions section there. You can call one of our admissions support people that can kind of talk it through with you to see, hey, do I or don't I? That is something that we'd be willing to talk through. You can call Winnebago County as well, and they can talk and ask some questions and maybe do an assessment depending on the situation. And then they can determine whether apricity is the right fit for you, or maybe a outpatient facility might be a better fit for you in the event that you do have an issue.
We'll return later this hour for more from Dan Hawk and Jolie Vervoort of Apricity Services in Winnebago County. I'm Northeast Wisconsin Bureau Chief Lisa Hale for WISS. I'm Northeast Wisconsin Bureau Chief Lisa Hale on WISS, and we're now continuing our conversation with Dan Hawk and Jolie Vervoort of Apricity Services in Winnebago County in honor of National Recovery Month. What would you say to somebody who maybe is struggling or thinks that their family member is struggling? You know, how do they take that next step?
Sure. Like on the front end at treatment, which is what I overlook, We get a lot of that. I'm here because my mom wants me to be here. I'm here because my dad wants me to be here. I'm here because I lost a job. And Dan can talk a little bit more personal about what got him into treatment. But sometimes that's what it takes to walk in the door, and you're not there for yourself. You're there for somebody else. And then once you're in treatment and you start looking at yourself, then it's like, maybe this is the right spot for me.
I see. Do you want to talk about that, Dan?
Yeah, absolutely. So I've been in recovery for 27 years. I was kind of shoved, kind of pushed into sobriety. I didn't have any other good options as far as, living where I was living and employment, all of the stuff, right, that you hear about. And so my dad helped get me into treatment. For me, it was going to be temporary. 3 months, 6 months, something like that. However long it would take to kind of get back in my family and friends' good side, mend some fences, do all of that stuff. But it didn't take very long for me to realize that as much as I didn't think I had a problem, as much as I didn't think I deserved to be there or belong there, all that stuff, I fit in a lot more than I expected to. And I think once my mindset changed around that, then everything from my recovery got better, started to make more sense. Getting up in the morning became easier. And then after that, I think just the positives day after day, month after month, really started to outweigh the possible consequences of if I would decide to drink again.
I see. So you mentioned drinking. Your recovery was from alcohol then?
Yeah, mostly.
And so do you guys help with alcohol as well as drug recovery and the different, I mean, there is a lot out there right now, everything from opioids to THC to there, it's just a wide berth of how people can self-medicate now. So do you help with all of those different types of addictions?
Yes, we do. And actually I was just at a conference on Friday and they talked about the wide variety of different drugs, and we do help with all of them. A little food for thought or knowledge. Cocaine's making a comeback, which is very interesting. Alcohol typically is the number one substance use of choice here in our area and really nationally. And then methamphetamine is.
Alcohol is completely and totally legal once you're of age, and you can get it absolutely anywhere at any time. You know, there are others, like you mentioned, the cocaine and the methamphetamine are illegal drugs, but there are also legal drugs that can help. Not help, what, that's the wrong word. There are legal drugs that can lead to addictive problems.
Mm-hmm. So some people can say that alcohol is the gateway, right? Because when we drink too much, sometimes we don't make the right choices, or we make poor choices, which could lead to drug use. Doesn't always lead to drug use, but it could. Same thing with pot or THC. Some people think smoking THC or weed or whatever catchphrase you want to use is okay, but then that can also impair your judgment, which could lead to other things. Doesn't mean it's going to, but it could.
Right. Is there anything about National Recovery Month, or maybe that you'd want to mention, or maybe about recovery in general that you'd want to mention that we haven't hit on in our conversation today?
Yeah, I think Recovery Month is something that we just make community partners and the community itself aware of. We like to celebrate those that are in recovery, such as Dan, but we also want to give hope and healing to the people that are still struggling and letting them know that, you know, there is help out there, like I said earlier, and that people are there to help you. And with Apricity, we love celebrating Recovery Month, and our partners do too. So we are doing a Recovery Month. We have a couple partners with us that will match any donations that are made. Those partners are the Bolt Company, Fox Communities Credit Union, Green Bay Innovation Group, and U.S. Venture. So dollar for dollar, they will match up to $35,000.
So if you're wanting to help people who need this help, giving to Apricity is one way to do so, and then you'll get matching funds from the others.
Absolutely. We're a nonprofit company, and we can only do what we do when we have help from others. And Dan and I are very passionate about this. Like he said, he's been in recovery for 20 years. I've been with Apricity, or 27 years, sorry. I've been with Apricity for 20 years. And my guess is people listening to this know somebody who is struggling or know somebody who's in recovery. Earlier today, I was on TV, and two people in that small room came up to us afterwards saying that they are in recovery, or a family member of theirs is in recovery. So although there's some stigma attached to it, once you start talking about it, everybody knows everybody.
Do you have to hit rock bottom before you go to seek recovery?
Another loaded question. Everybody's rock bottom is different. Some people can die, so to speak, from an overdose and be, what do you call that? Revived. Thank you. Revived several times, and that still doesn't do it for them. Some people can lose their children, and that doesn't do it for them. Some people can get some tough love from their mom, dad, sibling, whoever is helping caretake for them, and that's it. Like, okay, mom's not giving me money for my rent, I better get to treatment. So rock bottom is a very broad word, and everybody is going to hit rock bottom differently, and some people might never hit it and still end up in treatment because they want a better life for themselves.
So if anybody wants to get in touch, they just contact?
I would go to our website, which is apricityservices.com.
Okay.
That is A-P-R-I-C-I-T-Y services.com.
Okay.
And it's a great menu. You will find every layer of treatment, every layer of support. Everything that we have will be on that website, including if you'd like to donate.
Thank you, Jolie Vervoort and Dan Hawk from Apricity Services, for joining us on Valley Focus today. I'm Northeast Wisconsin Bureau Chief Lisa Hale for WISS.